as well as to the child. Don't give up everything else in life simply because there is now a child. You don't have to. And here is in the marital arrangements. You can hire help with a child. Just make sure it's the kind of help you want that continues to offer the kind of alternatives that you would have offered in your presence. If there is a circumstance under which the child should be coerced, then that should be determined in advance of the crisis, that we will coerce him under certain circumstances to accomplish this or that in general. Yes, we would coerce him. And it can never be justified on the single premise that the child is your property, therefore anything you want to do is okay, or that you are the custodian of the child, therefore anything you want to do is all right. Because what are the consequences of taking that attitude? Are they the kind of consequences you want? But the importance of recognizing what you will do with a child points up the foolishness in simply saying, morality means don't coerce anyone. Morality is a great deal more than that. Does that mean, for instance, that if you decide that morality means don't coerce anyone, that you would never coerce a child and that you never have? Oh, well, that's different. Well, how is it different? You didn't indicate any exceptions in your moral imperative, never coerce anyone. Well, a child isn't really anyone. Then when does he become someone? At what point does he reach the age where he is now a human being and now is exempt from your coercion? And so on. The point is you are licked before you start when you accept a meaningless statement like don't coerce anyone, because there may be times when you would initiate force to preserve your own life, and you better recognize that now, because you may be faced with that kind of a situation, and if you are, you should not have a conflict of emotion at that time. You should know clearly and directly what you will do. Determine on the basis of the consequences you want, and the full implications of the silver rule would apply, what kind of a relationship it is that you want with a child. And if that includes coercion, then under exactly what kind of circumstances does it include coercion? I keep coming back to the point that in any kind of decision like that, the principle must be firmly established in advance. All you do during the crisis is to simply ascertain the facts to know in what way the principle would then apply. You should never have to come away from any situation saying to yourself, I hated to go against my principles, but in this case I had to do it. Well, what was the point in having principles in the first place if you are just simply going to go against them whenever you hate to have to do so, but you do? Obviously, they weren't well defined. They didn't take into consideration the kind of thing that you have now run into. They didn't recognize the likelihood that you would be faced with this kind of situation in life, so your principle didn't account for them. So the whole question of child rearing comes back to one very important point. Treat the child as a human being, not as a unique type of entity, and recognize everything to do with that child in the same way you would recognize everything that has to do with any other kind of relationship. What are the consequences to me? How is he likely to react to this or to that? What kind of alternatives do I want to make available? Would I coerce him? And why would I coerce him? And under what circumstances would I? And what would I get for having coerced him? No matter what the age of the child, you recognize that this is an interpersonal relationship. You make decisions for the child only when you feel that your own long-term happiness is at stake and there's no other way you can get it. This will be the greatest during the first year of the child's life, but from that point onward, it should diminish at a very rapid clip. Children can make decisions at very early ages, but there is no reason for them to be making complicated long-term decisions when they couldn't possibly envision the consequences. They don't have to, because the long-term isn't at stake. Just present them with the alternatives involved and do your best to make the consequences known in a way they can understand as to what they will have during the next week, the next month, and so forth. If they don't understand, then let them experience the circumstances, the consequences, and find out for themselves. But never forget that they are human beings, not pets, and then apply the same principles in interpersonal relationships that you would in making arrangements with anyone else who was going to live in your home and was in any way going to share your facilities. I haven't the faintest idea why this has run so long tonight. I'm using approximately the same amount of material that I did in the last three lessons combined, so I can't see what the problem is. But no, really, I had no anticipation that this was going to happen, so I apologize. What are you going to do to me? But at any rate, I'll make sure next week we don't run past 9 o'clock to make up for it. Are there any questions regarding tonight's material?
Yes.
Well, what do you do in the case of a child that makes it a swing shot? It goes out in the backyard and picks up a lot of loose rock and puts it all over the backyard. Do you allow him to do this?
Well, remember that it was your property to begin with, the yard and so forth, and so you are making an agreement with him as to what area.